Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to say, you know, David, King David was a man after God's own heart. I mean, God looked over the face of the earth, Pat, trying to find someone who had a heart after him.
Right.
And he found one man, and his name was David. King David,
right?
You know, and so he just loved God. You know, he just loved him. He wasn't perfect, but he loved God. And so, you know, when he had God had blessed David and brought him into a place of leadership over God's people. You know, he gets there and he says, "I know why you got me here, because you want me to protect your people." And so with that, because you had King Saul, and then you had King David. So first of all, remember we have a teaching available for you right now called SOS, which is Samuel or Saul. Mm-hmm. But the progression after SOS is David.
Right.
So God, things pan out and realize that God will lead us. It's interesting, too, that on the news today, they're talking about France is sending out an SOS.
Oh, wow.
To the world, to America. They want America to rescue them. They're sending out an SOS. So I encourage you, if you want to understand what's happening in the world, what's happening, how we as God people need to respond, go listen to SOS. Mm-hmm. SOS, Tell of Two Kings, you know, choosing God's form of leadership over man's form of leadership. It's available to you on the VFNTV app, and I believe it's also available at VFNTV.com. VFNTV.com. You don't even have to be a subscriber, but I do want to say this about David, that, you know, David started realizing, here I am in this wonderful palace, and I want to be able to bring God's presence where I live. King David wanted to have God's presence in his home. Mm-hmm. He wanted God to be where he was. He wanted God's glory. He wanted God's glory to be where he was. And so he goes out there and he gets, you know, some of his best men to say, "Listen, the ark of God is way out there in a tent. You know, I want God to be with me. And I'm not satisfied anymore with him being out. I want God's presence to be, I want God's glory." And he became desperate for God's glory. So he goes out and gets his best men. They put it on a wooden cart and begin to bring it in the best way they think in their own minds. You know, we often think in our own minds how things need to be done, but God has a proper way that things need to be done. So in that, they're bringing God's presence, the glory, in a way that, in basically, you know, you just can't do this anyway. You know, but he's desperate for it. And all of a sudden, it's sitting on a wooden cart, the ark of God, where God manifested his presence between the angels, the cherubim on top of it. On top of the ark was the mercy seat where they would sprinkle the blood. And they're bringing the ark in. And it hit like a rock or whatever in the road. And all of a sudden, looked like the ark was going to fall over.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his best men reached out to be able to touch it to steady it. And immediately, God strikes him dead. Now, think about it. Now, if you think you're a good man, you know what I'm saying? This is good men.
Yeah.
Good men that think they can do anything they want to do, ever how they want to do it, you know, and you can pay some serious cost for that. You know, God's a holy God, and there's a proper way to be able to do things. So all of a sudden, David becomes fearful of God. He's angry. He's fearful, all these emotions. But one thing he's not wanting, he just says, "You know what? I don't want this dangerous presence of God near my home. As a matter of fact, why don't you go stick it in the building up the street? Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, we'll put it in Obed-Edom's house," right?
Right.
And so, you know, and that's pretty much what the church has done today. You know, that they started getting close to God. They're like Israel looking at the mountain, you know, Moses on the mountain. They're seeing the lightning and the thunder and the voice of God. And they're like, "Oh my goodness, you go, Moses," you know. And when God's intention was that everybody would come up on the mountain. And so with that, you know, he said, "We'll just leave it up the street. You know, if you're going to go see God, go to the building up the street," right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it goes today, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. God stays there and we stay here, because if we bring him here, then we got to find out how he does things, and we have to do it his way, right?
Yep.
And if we don't, if we just leave him in the building up the street, you know, then we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about reading the Word of God and finding out that the actual Ark of God is carried on the priests of the shoulders, and there is a proper way to be able to bring it in with sacrifice and all the things that takes place, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you don't even have to abide. Just leave it up at the street, right?
Yeah.
But this something happened, though. He started looking at Obed-Edom's house. He's looking at the building up the street, and he goes, you know, they got new carpet, great sound systems, all the moose you could ever want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
PowerPoints, and, you know, they got little nice little jackets, and, mm-hmm. and I mean, they're blessed. He saw God's presence, God's glory. He realized, you know, that because God's glory was in that building, that, oh, my goodness, they're getting blessed. And he became jealous for God's glory. And I encourage you to get desperate. Mm. You'll be willing to get desperate for God's glory. God wants to dwell with you. I mean, he wants to dwell in your houses. He wants to dwell in your life. It doesn't matter. Yeah, in the buildings, too. I mean, that's Obed-Edom's house. He was fine about moving there. But, you know, why live in utter darkness in your life and only see momentary glimpses of God's glory? Why not just exist and live day to day in the presence and the miracle working power of God and the love of God, right?
That's right.
So all of a sudden, because he saw that, he actually began to say, you know what? I'm going to study up. I got to get, and Obed-Edom understood because he was part of the lineage that carried the things of God. And so he understood how to handle things, and David had to learn how to do it. And so he learned all the processes, and he got out and he began to bring the glory of God into where he lived, right?
Right.
And it was just a powerful thing. And maybe that's you. You know, maybe you thought about, you know, I want God in my marriage. I want God in my family. I want God's presence in my home, my workplace. You know, I want the glory of God to be manifested in my life. But then you started to do it, and you lost some good things, and you lost some good men. And you can't understand it. You couldn't comprehend it because these people were good, or these things were good. But maybe you just kind of did it frivolously. Maybe you just didn't. You thought you're doing God a favor, you know,
right.
You know that, you know, that attitude. And so then, but I want to encourage you. It's just understanding that you know God wants to dwell with you. And so I encourage you right now. You know, you can go to vfntv.com and subscribe for free. Free subscriber. You actually get Desperate for God's Glory. It's available for you for those that are VFNTV subscribers. It'll be available. Just subscribe today at vfntv.com. VFNTV.com, and you'll find out about this Desperate for God's Glory, that it takes you on a journey of how you can go from knowing where God is and seeing how to bring God's glory into your life, but not only that, but again, to take it to the next level and help other people. And so it's very exciting. It's called Desperate for God's Glory. Desperate for God's Glory. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.